What kind of stuff are you into, just in general?
Like, into far as what?
Like sex.
Like when depends.
It depends?
It depends on the person.
On the person?
Sex is more emotional than it is physical for me.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Explain that. What do you mean by that?
I have to like you in order to do certain things, in order to want to go certain ways.
So you can't just be sexy, you gotta actually like his personality too, huh?
I like the person's personality, the person's body, the person's penis. I have to actually want to fuck you before I actually do it. I just can't fuck off instinct.
Really?
No.
Okay, that's cool. That makes a lot of sense to me. What if it's a guy that you like really in love with as far as personality, but you don't like the way he look?
Then I wouldn't fuck him.
What about a guy that's real sexy, but you don't like personality?
Superficial. I need a total package.
Man, that's pretty picky. You don't have a problem finding guys, though, do you?
I find the oddest guys in the oddest places.
Really?
Yeah.
M-A-R.
Give me an example of that.
My baby daddy.
Oh, yeah.
You got his cousin's friend, my baby daddy cousin's friend now likes me.
Really?
Yes.
Man, you ever thought about going for him?
God, no. I don't sit down like this because I fucked his cousin. I mean, I'm going to fuck his boy.
Okay, I hear you. That makes sense. You know, you got a lot of guys. Do a lot of guys come on to you?
I get a lot of guys to try to holler. A lot of guys that want my number.
Give me some of the lines they give you.
They don't give me lines. They just say, hey, sexy. You sexy as hell. When I holler at you, what's up, baby?
And how do you usually react to
that? I ignore them.
Really?
Yeah.
Unless they sexy, then you might give them a chance.
If they talking to me like that, they evidently it's not going to get nowhere with me.
Really? You don't like that?
No, I'm a lady. Regardless of how I look, I'm still a lady. You're going to respect me as if I am one.
So how do you want guys to approach you? Like,
I'm
let's say you walk
come up to me and say, how you doing?
Say, how you doing?
Shake my hand. What's my name?
Marcel.
Can I call you sometime?
M-A-R.
So or are you busy later? Can I call? Do you have a man? Guys never ask me, do I have a boy? They just assume I'm just single.
Or they don't care either.
They disrespectful. That's why I say it's disrespectful. She'll approach a lady as if she was a lady. Would you approach your mama like that?
Okay, I hear you. So you're like a gentleman, basically, huh?
I want a gentleman and a thug.
A gentleman and a thug? Don't you think that's
I mean, I want a guy that's a gentleman in the sense of the word. He's going to respect me. But I don't want no punk neither.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. A lot of thugs that come up to you, like, you know.
Not necessarily.
Give you the.
You got some thugs who got a soft side to them. Will come up to you and talk to you and kick it with you and speak to you. And they're gentlemen. But when you get in the bedroom, it's all something totally different.
Oh, okay. So you like to be tossed around in the bed, would you say?
I'm in control when it comes to sex.
Really?
I'm the leader.
Like, what you mean by that? You get on top?
I do everything. I'm in control. I mean, he has the option, but more than likely, I'm doing all. I'm in control.
Really?
I let him have some control depending on how lazy I feel in that day. But majority of the time, I'm the one who's in control, who's doing the riding and the movements and all that.
Man. Is there anything you won't do in the bedroom?
A lot of things.
Give me
a lot depends on the person. I mean, it's sometimes it's
assuming you really like the guy.
If I love him and I like him and I think he's cute, he got a big dick. Yeah. There's nothing that I wouldn't do besides the anal.
Nothing?
Nothing. Anything is possible if I love and like you and you got a big penis. There's nothing that I wouldn't do for you.
Even invite another girl into the room.
You invite another bitch into the room, it's going to be a fight.
So anything other than anal and another girl?
Yes.
Okay.
Another guy, of course, because who wants to do a threesome with somebody else's boy? It's nasty.
There you go.
As long as it's just limited to us two, then we're good.
So he can tie you down?
Mm-hmm.
He can spank you and everything.
I like that type of stuff.
You like to be spanked?
Marcelli. Depends on the person. Yeah.
Can I spank you right now?
No.
Can you spank yourself?
No.
Just slap your thigh. Slap it hard. Slap it hard if you can.
I can't because I'm gonna bruise myself.
You say you like to be hit?
I like for it to be hit in the bedroom. This is not the bedroom.
You gotta use a little imagination sometimes.
Imagination, nothing. I'm like a 7-year-old you.
Huh?
I don't have an imagination.
I mean, you don't gotta be young to have one. Okay, nothing wrong with that. All right, is there anything you want to tell the world, you know, because everybody going.
I'm not no slut.
That's what you want to tell them.
That's what I want to tell the world. I'm not no slut. You don't know me.
Okay, so we don't think you are, but what's wrong with a slut anyway?
Because it's nasty.
A girl who likes to have sex.
No, that's not the definition of a slut.
What's the definition of a slut?
Person who sleeps around, who just fucking anybody, who just give the pussy up to anybody. She has no self-respect or self-value.
Really?
I have self-respect and value.
MarcelLee.com. MarcelLee.com.